deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Yeah. Welcome to Clippers Radio. Hi.
Listening to you live. I'm not. Oh, yes, I am. Okay. I thought I was muted for a second. Welcome, everybody.
Excuse me. That's my job today.
Sorry, I thought I was muted. You're right.
Welcome to Clippers Radio, live on 93.7 FMWGT broadcasting. Here's your guy, Kevin Hudson. Smiling, wait for the flash. It's your boy, DJ Sean Money. Welcome back to another Clubhouse Radio. And it's Friday. It's payday. We're going to talk about aliens. I kind of believe in aliens. I'm a nerd. What about you, my lovely host?
See, I think aliens are real, but I don't think they want anything to do with us.
I think they probably think we're primitive.
That's valid. If they got all of this technology and they can, like, what's it called? Travel throughout the universe, why would they care about us? What do we have that they don't?
We barely even crack space travel.
Like, they can probably make species. Like, if we have, like, let's say they don't have
dolphins on their planet. I don't know about make species. That's not like God.
I feel like aliens. What if, like, God is an alien?
If God's an alien, is he Doctor Who?
That's a good question. Is God just Doctor Who? And we're going to be answering that and more today.
All right. Well, what's the first thing you got for me?
So this is coming from the History Channel itself. I got a few things. I got some local news about Lake George alien sightings. Okay. But right now, we're just chilling. Let me turn down the music a little bit. It's a little bit loud.
I don't know if you can. Can you turn that over a little bit so I can see a little better? Yeah, that's better. Yeah. All right.
Look at him on the...
Go, girl. Did I tell you that I pre-ordered Sparking Zeroes?
Yes, you did. Sparking Zeroes fire. See, in the Dragon Ball universe, there are aliens. Hold on. I wonder what he's saying right here.
Don't play alien. Do you have to keep training? But something above Vegeta.
Majin Buu.
Oh.
Majin Buu is ridiculous in the show. So with that being said, the five most credible modern UFO settings.
All right.
This is the History Channel, history.com. Who is this written by? I want to give Robert Shapiro. So thank you, Rob. I don't know if we're that level of intimacy yet, but I'm calling you Rob anyways. In 2017, there was a bunch of news saying these, right? Called the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Program. So this is a bunch of,
surveillance cameras?
Yeah. From news stations. So this is a bunch of news stations setting this up. Not the government, not anything like that. So just like a bunch of people who kind of like, what's going on here? So this is a $22 million program. Not 22
million. That's a lot of money.
22 million. Yeah.
Let me get 22 million. Let me get a million.
Let me get 8 mil.
But it also wasn't the first of its kind. Stuff has been like this has been happening since Project Sign, and that's been the 1940s. So this is dating back 80 years ago at this point. People have been obsessed with aliens for hundreds and hundreds of years.
For that long?
Oh, 100%. The 2017 revelation that the U.S. government was actively researching UFOs reignited world interest in UFOs and aliens. Some Robert Shapiro wisdom right there.
Number one, the light above the New Jersey Turnpike, 2001.
So, it takes a lot for motorists to stop alongside a highway to look toward the sky. But, see, something happened. Actually, July 18th. I almost thought it was exactly certain months ago. Yeah. So, this took place in New York. So we're starting one with New York.
Wait, what? Again, I'm sorry.
This takes place in New York, so we're starting right here. So, New Jersey Turnpike kind of threw me for a loop. I thought that was a place in New Jersey, but it's a road in New York.
Yeah, it's a road.
Yeah.
Is it not a road in New Jersey?
It's in New York. Between Staten Island, New York. Oh, between Staten Island, New York and Carteret, New Jersey. It was actually a police department was one of the witnesses.
Oh, wow.
So it's not just people making this up. Air traffic controllers stopped airplanes and jets because of the lights. So, like, all these flights were stopped. People's flights were delayed, according to this on history.com. So, if
2001.
I'm wrong, it's history. Yeah. And this is... Dang. That's pretty close.
What?
Like, just to us. Like, it ain't long ago at all.
I mean, 2001 is...
23 years ago.
Yeah.
That ain't long ago at all.
So.
This footage looks mad old, though. Number two, the USS Nimitz encounter. On November 14th, the U.S. Princeton actually had a craft or something 100 miles off the coast of San Diego. This was at 80,000 feet, and it was just kind of seen just kind of there, and then it went down into the ocean. This took place around San Diego, like 100 miles off the coast. That's crazy.
How long ago was this?
This one was 20 years ago. So I think it's just going to keep on getting, current, more current and more current as you go on. This is so ominous. This actually kind of fits it, though.
The beat?
Yeah. So people were saying these things were like little tic-tacs. Nah. If only they were real tic-tacs flying around. For real.
See, someone like Goku with a tail.
So it's always above the water. Everybody's saying, what if aliens are in space? What if they're in the oceans? We aren't.
I mean, yeah, we only know a certain part of the ocean.
Yeah, that's crazy. It didn't have, like, any markings or, like, anything to make it seem like an aircraft. So it was just kind of like a, like I said, a tic-tac, according to these people.
Tickety-tac-tac, man.
And it wasn't producing any steam, like any exhaust or anything like that. And then people started looking at it. It says Black Aces Command David Fravor.
Commander. So was that Jim the commander?
Slick. Yeah, somebody said they saw it flying towards their jets.
Oh. So they were probably like, we will shoot you down. We will shoot you down.
Imagine we started beef right there with everybody.
What if aliens?
With aliens, we started beef with the aliens.
It would have been clips.
I know that would be terrible.
Who's to say our world isn't like Men in Black, bro?
I hope it's not.
Like, you know, you got someone like Will Smith talking about. You got someone like Will Smith. Hey, can you look into this right here? This light right here.
Nah, if I ever see Will Smith in a suit, I'm running, bro. He's either gonna erase my memory or slap me.
Nah, that's wild. Bro said he's gonna erase my memory or slap me. That's wild.
So this one, I'm gonna skip to the 2015 one. Reading. So another. See, this always happens where they're in aircraft.
That's 14 years ago. Wait,
10, 9, 9 years ago. So it's always people in aircraft saying they see something. It was unidentified, so this is like UFO to the T. This was in 2017. So apparently these people in a Super Hornet and like a military aircraft say they saw something. So this is the military.
We already know that people in military know that they're aliens, man. They're playing around. Yeah.
They tracked it.
They did?
25,000 feet above the Atlantic Ocean as it flew away.
Where'd it go?
It just flew away, I guess. They didn't catch it. It was just too fast for them.
How is something too fast for a military jet?
That one has the least sightings. So imagine these people are just bored one day. Yo, you want to make up some aliens?
Yo, let's mess with the government, man. Let's make...
Oh, my God.
Make aliens.
California. And at first, they said they thought it was a plane or drone.
This is Dylan Anderson. He does some UFO stuff.
And at first, they said they thought it was a plane.
I wonder if it looked like this.
Oh, that little light?
Oh, no. Nah. It has three little lights for you. Those. Oh, and then they turn into six?
Airplane?
That's not an airplane. That looks like a...
Where'd it go?
So, if you want to find this...
Where did it go?
This is Dylan Anderson. Look up Dylan Anderson. UFO.
I'm tweaking? Or did it disappear?
No, look it. It flew. It said zoom. No plane is this fast. Look at
editing.
Right? That's the only, if it isn't, what
it's
else?
Editing, bro. That gotta be editing, bro.
I mean, there is crazy editing skills now. So
that's editing.
Now Frick. We're gonna go.
What is this, bro?
Into Lake George. So people say there was alien sightings around New York, Lake George, right around upstate New York. Right around there.
Ooh, okay. I think before we go into this, I think we should play into a song.
I think that's a good idea.
Or maybe play into this and take a little break.
think that's a good idea. So if you guys want to hear about some alien sightings in local New York, stick around. Till then, we're going to play some music for you because we always keep you with the best music. We're going to start off with a random song from this list. And it is Payphone by Maroon 5.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that song in that long.
You know, an old banger.
See you later.
Money, why you sitting around wondering why it wasn't you who came up from nothing? Made it from the bottom, now when you see me, I'm stunting. And all of my cars are with a push of a button. Telling me I changed since I blew up or whatever you call it. Switched the number to my phone so you never could call it. Don't need my name on my show, you could tell it, I'm ballin'. Swish, what a shame, could have got picked. Had a really good game, but you missed your last shot. So you talk about who you see at the top or what you could have saw. But sad to say, it's over for. Phantom pull up, valet, open doors. Wished I'd go away, got what you was looking for. Now it's me who they want, so you can go and take that little piece of. Which
hey, I'm at a payphone trying to call.
I heard there was a secret chord The David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Floor, you know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Are you lonely? Passion is crashing as we speak. You seem so lonely. You're the ground my feet won't reach. So if you're lonely, darling, you're glowing. If you're lonely, come be lonely with me. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, no. I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know. Wasted. And the more I drink, the more I think about you. Place I go reminds me of you. From this one, hear it from that one, that you got someone new. Yeah. I see, but don't believe it. Even in my head, you're still in my bed. Maybe I'm just a fool. No more hashtag booed up screenshots. No more trying to make me jealous on your birthday. You know just how I make you better on your birthday. Oh, do you like this? Do you like this? Do you let it down for you, touch you, put you like this? Matter of fact, never mind. We gon' let the past be. Maybe he is right now, but your body still I don't wanna know. No, no, no. Who's taking it wrong?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
That was a little bit abrupt. I apologize, but I'm gonna let my host tell you all about what we're doing today.
Yo, you're so messed up.
I didn't mean to.
You're
the
so
song
messed
ended.
Up.
I didn't want to play into another song.
You're so messed up. Nah, I want to stop it there. You're so messed up. Okay. Anyways, welcome to Clubhouse Radio Live at 90.7 FM WGXC broadcasting Anchor Catsco and Hudson. You know, my sound engineer just brought up a song, and I didn't know, like, just stopped the song, I didn't know. Anyways, we're talking about aliens today, and vibing to music, anything. So far, last time we left off, we were talking about how we were gonna bring up stuff about our area, and aliens. I don't know if you still have that up.
Oh, yeah, I do. First, I want to ask you something. Does this look like any plane you've ever seen?
No. First off, it looks like I'm looking at Godzilla. Second of all, it looks like something from a cheesy movie.
Yeah, no, this is right here. This is Taconic Parkway.
Wait, what'd you say?
This is right around here. This is the Taconic Parkway. This is in Hudson Valley. So this is the image that we got. If you want to look it up, you can check at unsolved.com/gallery/Hudson Valley.
Okay.
Unsolved.com.
I guess if you look towards the ground, I would think it was like,
They said it was a formation of planes.
Yeah, that looks more like, I guess it could be a plane. Like two planes, three planes.
What's that giant?
I feel like that could be a street light.
But one day in Hudson Valley, this happened by police even got involved. So this was a very, very big thing that happened. So yes, I was just changing my mind.
Oh, okay.
And here we go.
Sorry, I turned it down accidentally.
You're good. So people say it was a very large object, dark gray metallic, and almost girdier, like a little bit bigger. And it doesn't look separate. But this one guy who was driving home, let's say Lake George, because that's right by the Taconic Parkway, right? And then he saw a bunch of people were stopped for no reason. So he pulled over to see what these people were stopped about. And then he found a bunch of bikers, a bunch of people in their car, just stopped staring at the sky. He looked up, and this is what he saw.
You sound so much more better. Anyways. You were saying the guy saw that photo is what he saw.
Yep. A bunch of people were there, and see, almost like a triangle, almost like a saucer. He said, and I quote, this is a quote from him, "I'm not into astronomy, but what I had witnessed that night was not from this planet." The eyewitnesses indicated the object. This was right above the Hudson River Valley.
Really?
Yeah, so this is really close. 12 other people saw it in Newcastle, too.
12 other people saw it?
And somewhere near us in Newcastle. And then the police got called because people were freaking out.
Oh, my God.
What is this alien, right? So this guy, Officer Kevin Soraville.
Kevin Sore? Sawyer?
Soraville.
Soraville.
Yeah. He
badge number?
No. Right? He saw it, too. He says it was around 300 to 400 yards wide, almost in years. And then 5 minutes, it just kind of disappeared. And a bunch of its other police saw it too. But then it turns out, after some contacting, right, after some things, it was just a flight of planes. But personally, and if you want to see this image, you can look it up at unsolved.com gallery Hudson Valley UFO. unsolvedmysteries.com/gallery/Hudson Valley UFO. And yeah, this was some freak occurrence right around us, but that's the strange part is this isn't the only one.
It's not?
No, this happened exactly on March 17th, 1986.
Wow, that's crazy. RIP my papa, that's close to his birthday.
Oh, wow. So, rest in peace. He must have been an amazing person if he taught you some of the things you know, because you're an amazing person.
He taught me how to work on cars and being a kind person.
So, that is epic. And what else is epic? Not nearly as epic as that. But somewhere, also Lake George.
What?
Yeah, so there's some like really weird area around it. What is this? Sure, why not?
You should turn this down a little bit. It's blue.
Oh, my bad.
Just because I felt like it was overloading with a little bit of what we had to say.
Here we go. Lo-fi undercut. Okay, we're just going to ignore that. This is just the perfect alien music.
It low-key is. I'm vibing with it.
So, yeah. This happened. That was 1983. This was earlier. This was 1955.
That's so long ago.
Right? So this is like, how are we going to trust this? There's no pictures. So
yeah, that's one, I don't know if you could really trust that.
I'm less likely to believe. So this actually happened on the news in Albany, New York. A newspaper read, U.S. planes hunt mystery object sighted over Lake George area. So Lake George has been here mad wrong. Long.
I said wrong.
I don't like Lake Lake George is the spot, especially if
Lake George here. Definitely has been here a very, very, very long
time. Oh yeah. So around the This is around the Cold War too, so this also had people freaking out.
This could have been
a Russian spy even.
I don't know if I could trust this, because for all I know, they could have been on some crazy shrooms and during the Cold War.
Like, they're just so paranoid. And then what's it called? Even if they saw it, what if it was just like a Russian or something?
Yeah,
like
right.
But this was right near us too. Around 1953, a bunch of things in the sky. And a bit of aviation. Reading a little bit. So yeah, this exactly. What day was this on? But September 12th, 1955. There we go.
1955. Oh my god.
Yeah, so this is mad long ago. So the Cold War is happening. People are scared. And this was reported on the local news. The Lake George sightings were so credible, the U.S. Air Force reportedly ordered planes to fly over the area. So, like, because they were so scared of the Cold War, This is in Lake George, New York. People saw some sort of UFO in Lake George, New York, and the military investigated. So, what did they say? It was in a military aircraft again.
Wait, so it was a military aircraft?
Yes.
That's it wasn't aliens?
To be what's happening. So maybe this is just a cyber area, like aircraft flying through.
Womp womp.
Or they could just be a cover up. Because I know if I was.
Yeah, if I was an alien, I wouldn't want normal citizens knowing that.
They said it was a balloon. I think there's a big difference between a UFO and a balloon, too. Like, if I saw a balloon in the sky, I wouldn't think that's a UFO.
I mean, I don't know. If it's really dark and you can't see the shape of the balloon, maybe.
But on top of that, we also have some BuzzFeed to react to. Would you like to do a little break?
Yeah, actually.
So we are going to be going
Actually, if you don't mind, what I think we should do is before we go out, 10 minutes, in a little bit, maybe we should do a quiz. Like if you were alien, what you would look like? Like an alien quiz, you know?
Alien quiz. That's a great idea. Let's do that now. Whoa. So, are you an alien? What was that popped up? It was what alien species you belong to.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, right?
All right. What alien species do we belong to? And as this is playing, we're going to pause the music.
Yeah.
Unsolved, we examined three of the most compelling cases of alien abduction, at least in my opinion.
I mean, the possibility that aliens exist.
The first case is the abduction of Travis Walton. On Wednesday, November 5th, 1975, creepy, right? Travis Walton was working in a seven-man tree thinning crew in Apache Sid Greaves National Forest in Denver, Arizona. At the end of the day, on the drive back home, Travis noticed a bright light coming through the trees. When the men got closer, they saw that it was, quote, a strange golden disc, end quote, hovering stationary about 20 feet off the ground with a 15 to 20 foot diameter and 8 to 10 foot width. Though his co-workers warned that he should stay away, Travis approached the craft.
So what would you do if you were in this craft?
Dun, let's find out. Dun.
Answer a little bit and then go back to the quiz.
All right. So
hey, look, you're an alien. That's the one they just that we just came from. Look at that. So you see an old man waiting to cross the street. What do? You ignore him, continue on your way?
Eat him?
What? That's some Jeffrey Dahmer
eat him.
Answer. You're picking him.
No.
Walk him halfway across the street and leave him in the middle of the, that's so rude, bro.
Nah, that's creepy.
No, what? You just walk him in the street and then
and
say,
you leave?
Sayonara. That's crazy.
You wouldn't be creeped out off that?
Invite him to accompany him all the way wherever he's leading.
No,
that's a little weird. I wouldn't want a stranger to do that just because I'm old. Help him cross. That's probably
help him cross the street. Keep pushing.
I ain't gonna follow him home. That would be mad creepy if I was old and some dude helped me cross.
Especially,
like, thank you. Like, and then he just kept following me. I'm like, what the
flip? Like, especially if I don't know, bro. Like, I've never seen him. You're a stranger. Like, my grandkids don't know you. Like, come on now.
What can you not stand? There's a few things I can't stand from here.
Country music. Wait, hold on.
There's a lot. So you got to pick the one that just makes country you music, the most irritated.
Country music.
Being hungry.
Yeah, I don't hate being hungry.
Disrespect.
Yeah, I hate disrespect.
Being alone. Maybe the guy in this little buzz quiz.
Loud vibrations as right. The craft began spinning erratically. Suddenly, a blue-green light sprung from the craft.
I don't think that man needed a Snickers.
Travis in the chest and head, catapulting him backwards several feet.
Do you think Travis was me in this situation?
No. Oh, yeah. Travis is the guy who dies first in a scary movie.
Yeah, because in that situation, I probably...
No racial. No racial. That'd be the end. No racial. Question. Travis White.
Bright light through the trees.
Yes. Like, get a load of this shit.
That's the last thought you'd have in your head?
Travis was white, bro?
What would make you curious enough to walk towards it? Because, like, you have a scientific mind. You see this bright light coming through the trees.
Is it green?
That's a good question. If you saw a light like that, would you walk? Nah.
If I seen a light, I don't know. Curiosity.
Because that's different than hearing a noise.
If I seen a light, I'd be like...
Because it can't be like any animal making a noise. Like, it can't be an animal making a light, rather. Animals can make noises, so that's why you don't walk towards noise or rustling.
But if it's a light, maybe.
Yeah, right? But yeah, what can you not stand?
But then my instincts would be like, you're black. Wait, no. Then I'll walk towards that light and my instincts would be like, you're black. That would be my cloud talking to me, bro. Like, I'm gonna say disrespect. I don't like being disrespected.
That's totally valid.
All of these are irritating.
So bad. Yeah, everyone. That's crazy. Someone who thinks they're better than you. Nah, I don't like that.
Did that say hog?
People who hog things.
Like, don't share.
Yeah, like the chief and something. A frustrating family member is what I'm going to have.
I don't care for being alone. I don't mind being alone. I have no problem with that. What just happened?
Nothing. We don't need to talk about it.
Okay, anyways, next.
Next. Boom. Because that video was too distracting.
Alright.
Next we got... You want to impress somebody on a date. So this is going to tell us what alien we are, guys. I don't know how.
I don't know how either, but...
You're reading the second one. I'll read the first one. Tell them romantics and sweet nothings that you know they want to hear. Now you got to hear this one. You say this one.
Try to reduce?
No.
Try to reproduce with them as quickly as possible.
That is.
Give them a very creative gift that you made for them yourself. Invite them to meet
your extent on the first date.
That's wild. Take them to a beautiful field and have a picnic while watching the sunset. Ooh, I would do that last one.
Yeah, I would. Since you're picking the last one, I'm gonna pick the first one.
I thought you were gonna say the second one. I was gonna be like, yo, you
that's
crazy dog.
What's it
you
called?
Crazy dog.
Tell them romantic things. Cause sunset. I feel like
the first date. If someone took you to a sunset on the first date with a picnic,
yeah, right.
You're not falling deeply in love, gang.
Yeah, that's fact.
On the first date, first off, that's mad original.
See, everybody else, where, you know that place we were, Clubhouse.
Yeah,
since
but,
we work for that.
But look, think
right
about
by
it.
The, yeah, right by the bar.
Everybody else is gonna take that person on a date to a restaurant. You're gonna be different. You're gonna be like, yo, I made you some
that's
food. Took you outside. Give a bug spray.
I'll pick the one just to be different picnic. So we can get different results because we all always right, cool. Get the same results. But I have to agree with you.
Are you going
to
miss that about me? Getting the same results?
I thought you were saying all the stuff about the... I was like,
nah.
Crazy.
Are you going to miss me? Are you going to miss having your sound in here, bro?
This is the guy that... was here when I was taught to do radio. He
yo,
doing
bro.
All the in-person
even,
stuff.
Even before that, bro.
Well, our old DJ Feeds was doing the what's it called stuff on here, and I was sitting here. He was showing me all the stuff.
I remember seeing you at the down block party, bro. At the What is at the Hoppenose party?
Oh yeah.
Before you had pink hair, you had brown hair.
I had those weird glasses.
And it was short.
Yeah, and there was like one kid.
Hair
I
was short and curly.
The ginger.
Oh,
I'm not. That's not a diss. He's
nah,
cool.
Nah, I know who you're talking about. The one who did like, music. The one who did music.
Yeah, like
who was related to the old staff that we had here. Won't drop names. Don't remember his name at all. But I know who you're talking about. Nah. Nah.
What's it called? Anyways, no diss. He's really cool. I miss him.
Hope what's your favorite back. Country? U.S. Japan.
None of these.
Japan.
You're picking Japan.
Japan.
I don't like any of these either. I don't. I guess.
China. You're going with China?
No. I guess.
Wait.
I guess I'll pick Australia just to be different.
Jung-hun Hoon.
Huh?
Where's Hoon? What's his name? Big guy.
What?
Hoon. Jung Hoon.
I don't know. Who?
What's his name? He's like a dictator.
Oh.
Jung Hoon.
Xiao Mao.
No, it's like Jung Hoon. You know they have a what's it called about him? They have a holiday about him.
The Chinese dictator?
Yeah.
That's the Chairman Mao guy. That's like Winnie the Pooh man.
Yeah. Anyways, it's 6:57. Again, we just want to say thank you for listening to our show.
This.
Again, you're listening to
Clubhouse
Radio Live on 90.7 FM. WJC.
Acre.
Catskill.
Hudson.
Yeah.
Summer. Autumn. Winter. Spring.
Summer.
Rainy. What's your favorite season?
I don't know.
See, all these are seasons, and you have rain.
Spring.
So that's a little crazy.
Spring?
All right. Actually, that's my favorite, too, so I ain't going to lie for that one. I love spring.
Oh. Oh, okay.
When invading a planet. See, this is how we're going to get the answer of what animals we are. Sneak. Okay, that's pretty crazy. That's like some... Almost... This is like a Saiyan question. This is a Saiyan quiz.
Three.
So you're picking sneak onto the planet and use any means available to turn the enemy's weapons against themselves. See, I'm going to go
either that or
with
one.
Stealth. I'm going to take them over without even realizing it. These are all very...
Either that or going over brute force.
You know, you could strategically set them up like a chess game.
Yeah.
And then crush them. That's another answer. And use massive numbers to overwhelm your opponent. That's another answer. Boom. We're going to click next.
And comedy.
Your favorite type of movie
sci-fi,
is comedy.
Sci-fi. Sci-fi.
And you can answer this at home without sci-fi. Us telling you.
I love sci-fi.
I'll say fantasy. I like some fantasy.
Okay.
I like some old wizards and stuff like that. Your tech level of technical understanding.
3, not 4.
So this is from 1 to 5. We're going to say 1 and 5. We don't need another in-between. 1, I know how to move my hands and fingers. And 5, I dream of space-time equations and always doodle dark matter equations. In my free time, of course. So, between 1 and 5 there. I'll say 3 for me.
I was going to say the same thing. I'm quite capable.
I can't build a computer, but I can use a computer. That's what number 3 is.
I think I could build a computer.
So you want to say
if I had the
4?
Tools, if I had the tools and I was given enough, I could
build
a computer.
Do you take things apart to see how they work?
Yeah.
All right, we'll say 4 then for you. And
wait, what was 5?
The one where you doodle dark matter equations.
I'm assigned to something like Harrison Wells.
If you were an organism in the ecosystem, would you be a fungus, a carnivore like a tiger, a scavenger like a vulture, a herbivore like a cow, or are you just like, freak that, I want to be a human?
2. Tiger.
So you're going to be eating all that meat. That's your choice.
Nah, we both. Both. Either that or number 1. Either that
decomposer mushroom?
Yeah.
So you're going to change your answer because of that?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
go with one.
I'll go right, with I'm going to pick herbivore. I'm a pacifist. I don't. What's your strength? Aggression, muscle, intelligence, endurance, or bravery?
Bravery.
You're picking bravery?
It's either not or intelligence. I think yours is intelligence.
I'll pick intelligence because you picked. Yeah, I think that's about it.
I think you're pretty smart.
And you're going to pick bravery.
Yeah.
And this is, we're about to be out, everybody. But I, Shaw, have gotten Protoss. You were like a robot race of technology.
Protoss.
You were the nerd race. And I, watch me get the same thing.
No way.
I don't, this is a cliffhanger. So I guess to see what I am,
I guess
you're
going
to have to tune in
next Friday,
time.
Bro.
You're going to have to tune in next time. So we're going to play out.
Protoss.
Into some bizarre alien abduction
see
cases.
See you later. Bye.
Adios.
became more obvious on seeing them all together. They shared a family-like resemblance.
This is BuzzFeed and Unsolved Network. And quote, I don't take credit for this.
These people gently pushed him onto a table and put a mask over his mouth and nose, at which point Travis passed out. The next thing Travis knew, he was lying on the ground in Heber, Arizona. He saw a silvery disc-shaped craft hovering above the road near him, which then flew straight up into the sky and disappeared silently. Although he only believed he was gone for an hour or an hour and a half, he later learned